One for show, for show. I'm getting that for show.
Shut up. Silence. The class was silent.
Oh, you bombed.
It did. It was horrible how unfunny it was. It was crawl out of your skin embarrassing. It was completely humiliating.
Yeah. It is the Homemade Broadcast, episode 73, the first one of the new year. Hello, how are you? My name is Will. I'm your host, as always. How are you feeling? Is your hangover better by now? I hope so. It's 2015. Feeling good. Feeling rusty, but I'm feeling good. And with me today, I'm excited. We got a guy here. He's a person, and he's here, and his name is John Jacobs. How are you, man?
Hey, I'm great. Just being a person, being you in the apartment. It's good to be here. I see you have a framed picture of Michael Cera on your wall with a mustache.
I do.
I don't even think Michael Cera's family has a framed picture of Michael Cera on their wall.
Probably
That's a great
not.
Picture.
I'll tell you the story behind that picture.
Yes, please.
I ran across a free coupon to a Walmart printing.
Okay, I like how you said free coupon.
Yeah, yeah.
As
I'm
if,
not
as
gonna...
if most coupons cost money.
Well, this one was for, I should say, a coupon for a free print. It wasn't like a 10% off.
Okay.
This was an absolute free item.
Oh, okay.
So I was a little high maybe at the time. This was years ago.
Maybe, yeah.
And I thought it to be hilarious.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and used that image for the coupon purchase.
Well, it's a good use. It's a conversation piece.
It is. I just enjoy it. It's
it caught my attention.
Absolutely. And it's funny because there's a lot of artwork here, but your eyes immediately go.
Yeah,
Michael Cera's terrible mustache.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah, you spent all your time on this art. You went to college, work on it. Michael Cera still stands out.
Yeah. And I really can't even be mad about it because it's just, it grabs the eye, it grabs the attention,
yeah,
it's
I'm
captivating.
Not mad. It's delightful.
Yeah, I
I'm
feel
happy
okay
to be
about
here,
it.
Man.
Yeah, man. So it's you are a comedian.
I am a comedian sometimes.
And you're with the Cigar City Comedy Group.
Yes,
had many
yes.
of these guys roll through here.
Yes, Cigar City Comedy out in Ybor, Law Smith, all those folks. Yeah, we have a great time over there.
Had Law in here, good guy.
Yeah, he's
had,
great. I was with him earlier today. He said you're a cool guy.
Oh, right on.
Yes.
That's very nice. I adore Law. I was kind of hoping I might be invited to his wedding, but it's probably way too soon.
You have similar hair.
We do.
Yeah.
And you think that might
you
be bonding.
You could be related. Actually,
yeah,
you
I
look
think
kinda
so.
Like Law.
Yeah, you know,
you should try to play that. Just show up to his wedding and like scream at his dad or something. Why won't you acknowledge me?
Yeah.
I am his son too. That's why you both do stand up.
Right. Yeah.
Long
you know, it's worth
up.
A shot. I don't know.
Do
I forgot to tell you too. Before I forget,
yes.
Don't curse.
Don't curse.
Yeah, because
okay.
This is while it is a podcast. I meant to tell you before. We try to keep it clean here at Radio St. Pete.
Okay, no problem.
All right, great.
We haven't cursed yet.
I felt like I wanted to curse just now.
Great?
So
okay,
I was
good.
Like, oh, I better remind.
Well, that's
I better
good
remind
that
John.
Naturally neither of us have cursed within the first 2 minutes.
I've gotten really good about it. Like, it took a long time because I usually curse like a sailor.
Yeah.
Generally in my day-to-day life.
Where does that phrase come from, by the way? Curse like a sailor. Do they curse
I would
a lot?
Imagine, like, World War One. When the horrors and atrocities
Whoa.
Of mankind were really...
Oh, you said horrors.
Yeah, like the horrors
okay.
of
I was like, that's a
life.
Curse word.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. It's with an H, not
yeah,
a
yeah,
WH.
Yeah. Okay, good.
So I think when people really saw the horrors and atrocities that people could do, they would just... The F word just started flying
the
out of their
sailors
mouths.
Would start...
Right.
Like they'd pull up into the port and be like, oh man, F word. And they'd get really upset.
Yeah. Or, you know, you go and... have intercourse with ladies of the evening
yes.
overseas, and you get some itching, and your first word out of your mouth is the S word.
Dag nabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that
like
was
that.
Probably a curse back then.
That was probably real bad. They'd be like, hush your mouth.
Yeah.
Wash it out with soap.
Watch that out.
People don't do that anymore either. People don't wash out kids' mouths with soap.
Did you ever have that happen to you as a kid?
No, thank God.
My mom did it to me once, I remember.
Really? I would just get pistol whipped. It was a lot nicer.
Wow.
Yeah, no, we were a very brutal family. But, you know, that's what makes you funny.
Yeah, the pain and torment
pissed
of life.
A day keeps the doctor away.
We'll certainly do that to you. Yeah. I think my mom, what did she wash my mouth out with soap for? I pooped in the tub one time.
Oh.
I don't think that was why she did that. I must have said
you
a curse
just wanted
word.
To bring that up?
Well, I was trying to think because, like, I'm trying to think if I don't have any children or anything.
Yeah.
But if one was to defecate in the tub.
In the tub.
I would want to beat them. But yeah. I might settle for, okay, I'm going to stick as
that
far
really
as
really isn't that bad of a thing, though, when you think about it. Because, like, that's one of the least bad places. Okay, number one would be toilet, where that's where you should go.
Right.
But number two, bathtub, it's still going to go down a drain. You just got to turn the water on.
Yeah, but if it's like a log, you know, it's going to take a while. You're going to have to pick that thing out.
Yeah. No, this is good. Good stuff. Within the 3-minute mark, that's where we got.
Right. Yeah. This is usually how it goes. It goes right to poop.
Yeah. It's because you brought up the no cursing, and then naturally.
Now all you want to do is curse.
All you
want
to do is talk about pooping in tubs.
I know. Yeah. I think pooping in tubs is okay. It
has a nice ring to it when you say it like that.
Yeah.
Pooping
in
tubs.
So.
That could be the name of my first album.
Did you get beaten as a kid, though, for real? Did you ever get smacked around? You had a really nice childhood?
Really. It was good. Yeah. Just, you know, that was more my brother's part, you know.
Yeah.
Give it to him. Older brother, so.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Just one older brother, five years older, and he's nuts. He's crazy.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay.
He's 30. Yep.
Brother's my age.
Yeah.
Right on.
So you could be my brother.
I could.
Yeah.
From another mother.
Yeah.
Or
just
father.
Just like that phrase.
So you got your beer. I got
my
coffee
Yingling.
Here.
You got coffee. It's 4:30 in the afternoon.
I know.
We're kind of meeting in the middle here.
Yeah, we were supposed to do this last night, last Thursday. It didn't work out because you had diarrhea or something.
Yeah, something like that.
And so we're doing it today. I left work early. It's weird to do this in daylight. I don't feel like this is right.
No.
But we're going to do it nonetheless.
It's a new year. We're trying new things.
That's right. We're branching
out.
Cool.
I have the nighttime drink. You have the morning drink. Mm-hmm. Now it's mid-afternoon. But no, yeah, I've been sick for a few days. Still feel kind of bad. Actually, there's been a few comics who have been sick at open mics. And the thing is, we're constantly passing that mic back and forth, putting it up to our mouth. So, yeah, people are probably going to catch something somehow.
It's bad. I read a story that the flu is really bad right now. And Tampa Bay, I guess, is one of the major spots where it's particularly bad.
Yeah?
I've been feeling like I'm going to get it for like 3 months. But I have a system, right?
Yeah.
What I do, those vitamin C things, probably it's more of my head that I think these are working.
Yeah.
I'll down like 4 of those a day, right?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to get diabetes from the sugar.
Probably.
Whatever. Not going to get the flu, though.
Good.
So then saline spray. Do that once in the morning, once at night. Clean out your nose because all the bugs and stuff, they go in your nose because you're breathing in there. Don't let them sit. Let them simmer. Wash those suckers out. So did that. I felt like I was going to get it the other day. Felt okay. It was really cold the other night, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Fell asleep. All the windows were open.
Oh,
woke
no.
up shivering, freezing cold. My throat hurt, my ears hurt, everything hurt, had a headache.
But you're still okay.
I did the thing again. I did the 4 vitamin C's, saline, put on the heat last night, so I was like sweating.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm okay.
Hey, maybe you're going to save a life today. People are going to be sick at their place and listening to this going, hey, well, 4 vitamin C packs.
That's all you need.
Let's try that.
That's all you need.
Will's healthy.
I don't know if I'm healthy, but I will not get the flu.
Yeah.
I refuse to. And that might be a mind over matter
thing.
When
they
do
the autopsy on you, they'll be like, he died, but his vitamin C levels are
through
the
roof. He actually died from vitamin C consumption.
Yeah. I always kept thinking about vitamin C as kind of like the loose woman of the vitamins because everything's got vitamin C in it. You ever notice that? Orange juice or orange soda. Arnold Palmer.
They have vitamin C
like
in those things?
Everything. Candy has vitamin C in it, you know?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Everything. Look at anything. Like, this beer probably has vitamin C in it.
Are you a guy that reads the labels, like, after everything you consume?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big label guy.
You stay healthy?
It's funny. I don't stay healthy at all. It's just I like to see the crap that's gone on me. I was actually thinking about this. I took the Mountain Dew Kickstart. You ever seen those drinks?
I have. I enjoy those.
Oh, yeah. I love them, too. Vitamins, juice, and energy or whatever. Soda. And I'm reading the back of it, and it has this one ingredient. It says hexametaphosphate. And in parentheses next to it, it says, to protect the flavor. I'm thinking, screw the flavor. Protect me.
Yeah, you know? That doesn't sound
healthy. Yeah, if you have to put parentheses next to an ingredient to justify it being in there probably shouldn't be in there.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, it's fine. It's just to protect the flavoring.
Yeah, yeah. I already don't know what it is, but the fact that you need to go out of your way to be like, it's fine, guys. Yeah. It's okay. It's just for the flavor.
There, I agree that our food supply, I think, is being poisoned. I'm terrified of what's
in the food. It's off. Everything we eat is off.
You can't find anything that's, like, good for you.
Oh, no. And even if it says it's good for you, it's just a trick or a marketing scheme. Like, you'll see stuff like Minute Maid Light, and it's spelled L-I-T-E. It's like, that's not a word. That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
It'll be called, like, Good Food, G-U with the two dots over it, D.
It's like, German.
Yeah, it's German. It's good for you. It's like, no, it's not. It's...
awful. Yeah, everything's just awful for you. I used to drink the energy drinks a lot.
Yeah,
but
same.
Now I'm 30 years old now. I got to step it up. So I'm doing the coffee thing now.
Good, good. You've
gone natural. Much better.
It is better. I believe that too.
Is caffeine really bad for you?
It can't be.
I mean, a lot of people use it.
I mean, people do cocaine and meth and all that and the cigarettes, and they're fine.
Yeah.
Caffeine is like the lowest level. You know,
well, there's this old Bill Hicks gag. He talks about how you medicate yourself with caffeine in the morning,
uh-huh,
and then you go to booze at night just to stop you from remembering how terrible your life is. Essentially,
true.
That's not the bit. There's way more that goes into it, but I don't have 10 minutes.
Yeah.
To repeat it.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite comedian?
George Carlin.
Carlin's your all-time favorite.
All the way is my favorite.
Do you have like a top five?
I'd say Carlin, Greg Giraldo, Pablo Francisco. Who else is in there? I love Sam Kinison just because he's a monster. He's crazy. He's great. But yeah, Carlin and Giraldo, because they get more philosophical. They have some good political points and make you think about stuff. And Pablo Francisco, just because growing up when I was a kid, like his energy, he was the first Comedy Central Presents I illegally downloaded off the internet.
Oh, wow.
Because I was like, yeah, Kazaa.
Yeah,
I remember
right
Kazaa and LimeWire and Napster and all those other crazy things. But yeah, those are guys I like. I like people who make you think and have high energy.
Yeah, right on. I'm a big Giraldo fan myself.
Oh, he's great.
The Civil War letters bit. Did you ever hear that one?
Oh, yeah.
I died.
It
I
is
stop
hot
laughing.
As balls out here.
Dear Mildred, I can't wait to get... Yeah, just the difference between the Civil Wars, how they're very elegant and very...
Fat kids! wheel them around, snack to snack.
I got to put that link up on the Facebook
great.
Page.
Yeah, Giraldo's wonderful.
So, John, how long, if you're just joining us, I got to do this too. Since this is radio,
people
I'm getting
in.
Better.
Hello.
No, I wish I could take callers. That would be awesome.
That'd be great.
But I have to reintroduce because that's what really, it totally steers the conversation. I do this every time.
Okay.
Joe's probably going to kill me.
Sure.
Tearly blows a conversation, but you have to be like, hello. And if you're just joining us, we're here with John Jacobs.
Oh, no
He's
problem.
A comedian with Cigar City Comedy.
Of course.
And he is also on
a
MTV,
star.
A reality TV
MTV.
Star.
Yeah.
Also handsome as hell.
Oh,
but
thanks.
Tell me about this MTV thing, man.
Yes, so I'm currently on a TV show called The Challenge, which airs Tuesdays at 11, and it's me and a bunch of former Real World stars living in a mansion in Panama, just fighting to stay in the house and win some money. But the twist is it's Battle of the Exes, so everyone is paired with their so-called ex, who they've had a previous relationship with. So I'm stuck with a chick named Simone, who I was on Are You the One With, which was the first reality show I was on.
Right on. And Simone didn't work out, apparently.
No, it didn't work out too well, but I'm stuck with her, and she drives me nuts, but that's why they put us together, because it's wacky and
it's
fun.
Funny TV, right?
Yeah, it's great. They don't like each other. It's fun.
Do you really not like her in real life?
I wouldn't say not like as much as, you know, I'd prefer not to be around her.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It was just the thing where you actually were together for a period of time? Or
on the first show, we hooked up one of the first nights in the house, and that kind of got out of control immediately, and I didn't want anything to do with it. But
oh, no. And so you were stuck with her that whole
time? Oh, yeah.
Because
it's
no.
like, we're not going anywhere. We're living in this house together, so buckle up and enjoy the not fun.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
And how long was the taping?
That first show was like 50 days or something like that.
Oh my God.
So it was like 45 days of uncomfort with her.
Oh no.
But, you know, that's the past and now we're moving forward.
I've gotten to the point now where I can assess the damage. And like, I gotten to a point where my sex drive is high.
Yes.
But also my drive to not want to talk to people
yes.
is also very
just high, as
high yes. and just probably a little more.
Yeah.
So now I'm totally like, I've gotten to a point where I control my booze now. I'm clear headed no matter yeah. what. I don't get like totally wasted anymore where I don't yeah. know what's going on. I know what to do and what not to do.
Okay.
So you apparently are not at that point yet.
I like that you said your sex drive has gotten up there. Like, was it not there before?
Well, it was. But like I said, it's still pretty high, but I'm approaching that third. Like, I think you're downhill, man. Like, after 25, it's all downhill from
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no, true. I think I've kind of overindulged myself in every aspect of stimulation I can imagine.
It just gets darker and darker,
drugs,
man.
And sex.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of happy because I feel like I got it out of the way, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I don't feel like I've really missed anything too much. So I'm ready yeah. for this downswing. Like, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I think one of my biggest fantasies at this point would to be I want to be castrated. So
no, me too, man.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
This darn thing down there, man.
It does nothing but damage to you.
Oh, yeah, this evil swinging between my legs every day.
No, I won't do it because I'm selfish.
Yeah.
But if I could get over that and just do it, I think I would be I'd be out of the atmosphere.
I would be the president.
So productive.
Within a month of getting rid of this thing.
The campaign would be, I'd vote for you.
Yeah, the campaign would be just big picture of my face and says, no distractions.
Yep, that's
it. Oh, man. Be right there. What am I going to do, guys? I don't even have a thingy.
Yeah.
And you go, wow, yeah, he's really dedicated.
Yeah, I would vote for that person no matter
I
want to
be a president, not a dictator.
That old gag.
I'm like, yeah, that old gag. The old cut your thing off and then call yourself a dictator.
So,
so hack.
Are you still
just like I hacked off my thing? Am I right, ladies? Come on.
So are you still? Are you still? You're not filming this thing anymore. You're
no,
already done.
No, we filmed it back in August.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just been hanging. I've actually been doing college shows in 2014, and I'm gonna start that back up soon this year.
Oh yeah, where are you going?
My first one on the books so far is Iowa University.
Cool.
So I'll be going out to Iowa. But yeah, 2014 was when I got picked up by a group called Gotham Artists in New York. And yeah, they've sent me to colleges all over. I've been in New York, Texas, West Virginia, California, Missouri. It's been great, man. Just a lot of traveling, a lot of stand up, a lot of fun.
Good for you, man. Yeah. Are you like, you don't have a day job or nothing like you're...
Nope, don't do anything. Luckily, through stand up and the prize money I won from the first reality show, I've been able to sustain myself just living how I want to live.
That's great, man. Living the dream.
Oh, yeah. So hopefully I can continue to do that in 2015 and just more opportunities coming up.
Do you foresee any more TV gigs coming up with the MTV stuff?
It's definitely an option. I don't know for sure what the future has. I mean, obviously I want to do as much as possible, stay relevant in any way. So, you know, I'll take any opportunity thrown my way, but no idea.
What was the chick? There was one Tampa person a long time ago. I think her name was like Robin or something like that.
Really?
Do you know who that is?
On the real world?
She used to work at, this was when I was probably like 15.
Right.
She used to work at, I think, Coyote Ugly.
Okay.
In Ybor. I've
heard of Robin. I just don't know if
I wonder where she
the
is
same
now.
Chick and if she was from Tampa.
I'm very.
But yeah, it's probably.
I want
right.
to know
it's
what happened
her.
To her.
Yeah,
I had a big crush on her.
Okay, I'll try to hook you
put
up
in
with
a good word for me.
Yeah, I'll contact my real world folks. And
she's
say,
probably
hey.
Dead, but you know.
I'll say, hey, you heard of the Homemade podcast? She'll go, yeah, of course. And I go, yeah, well, Will likes you. And she's like, oh my
what?
God, no way!
Oh my
I love
God,
him.
I'm soaked.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so you're doing the TV stuff, you're not working.
Not working.
You're just, I can tell you got on a jumpsuit, you got your hairs all over the
oh,
place,
I'm
I love
mess.
It.
Yeah, thank yeah. you.
So what, are you from Tampa? You're not from
I'm
Tampa
I'm from
originally.
D.C. Yeah,
Washington, D.C.
Yes,
District
yes.
of Columbia.
District of C. Yes.
And when did you come to Tampa?
I came to Tampa when I was 18 for college, I went to UT, graduated in 2012, and yeah, I've been out of college, this will be the third year coming up. And, you know, just living the dream.
Yeah, did you get a degree?
I did. I got a bachelor's of something. But, yeah, I was a
communication. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I was a communications major with a minor in journalism, and I wrote for the school paper all 4 years I was there, which really helped. That's kind of how I got my writing start in general. And I had a humor column. They just let me write whatever I wanted. And I actually got published by Textbook for one of the articles, which was cool, which kind of validates that, you know, you're doing good. Yeah. So, yeah, writing and did stand-up all through college, but not as much as, you know, I'd want to. And then, yeah, since I've been out, you know, as much as possible every night if I can. So, yeah, just working.
What was the plan for you? Like, when you came to Tampa, you're like, okay, I'm going to get my degree, and then I'm going to go get a job in...
I'm one of those people, I never think about the future at all. I kind of think about the big marks. Like when I was in high school, I didn't think about my life at all past high school. All I thought was, all right, we'll see if I survive high school. And then I did. And then I got in college and I said, okay, we'll see if I survive college. And then I graduated college. And now it's like, we'll see if I make it past this week or tonight or whatever. So I really have no plans for that. Well, I'm actually getting out of Tampa in March and I'm going to be going to L.A.
Right on.
So
nice.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
That's something interesting going on. I've been here for long enough. It's been 6 years now. I've done and seen and, you know, everything in Tampa you can possibly do. So it's just there's not much entertainment industry out here. Not enough representation and not enough people looking at Tampa. So if you want to make it into comedy on TV or movies, you got to be where the cameras are.
Right. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, you have to pay your dues, I think, and then you become a big fish in a small pond, and then you got to go test your, what do you call it, your gumption or your...
Yeah. You kind of figure out who you are in a smaller market, and once you think you've, you know, done all you can do, the best version of yourself, you move bigger things.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's only so much Tampa offers.
Are you trying to do more like acting stuff or you want to do comedy?
I want to be strictly stand-up as much as possible. You know, I'll do some comedy roles on TV if I can get that opportunity, but I don't know how good of an actor I am. You know, seems easy.
So you're on reality TV. You must be pretty good.
Oh yeah, but that's just me being me, you know.
Right.
It's just, yeah, reality TV is basically just being yourself on steroids. It's kind of a good way to look at it, because it's like it's all you, it's all your personality. But because you're on TV, they want to see it amped up a bunch.
See, so, they don't. The producer doesn't pull you aside and be like, "Hey, you know, it'd be great is if you blank." And
They don't. They don't tell you to do anything like that. Sometimes they kind of direct you or lead you into things or try to instigate things and say things like, "Oh, this thing just happened. Doesn't that make you feel like this?" And they're kind of like, "Yeah, you should be mad, right? Huh? You want to be mad?" And you're like, "Yeah, I am mad. Yeah, I am mad. I'm so mad."
You know what you should do? Have sex with this crazy girl two nights in.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, they'll plant some ideas in your head sometimes, but for the most part, it's natural.
That's cool, because I've always heard that, you know, reality TV is not reality.
Yeah.
So it's nice to hear that maybe it is. I don't watch it.
I mean, the way I'd like to imagine it is everything that's happening is real and natural, but the editing you have no control over. So it's like, imagine you were in a house for a month on spring break, and then they decided to cut the most embarrassing 3 hours. You know what I mean? So it's like, just because of the time frame of how long you're in a place and cameras are rolling, they can make anybody look like anything, technically. I mean, yeah, sure, they could just show you making grilled cheeses for like 3 weeks straight, but that's not exciting. They want to show your worst and best moments condensed.
Is most of the time just spent... It's boring.
Oh, lots of downtime. So much downtime.
Yeah, can imagine.
Yeah, on these shows, you know, you'll do events during the day that'll last, depending on what it is, an hour to 6 hours at a time. But then the rest of the day, you're just stuck in a house with other folks, other, you know, dysfunctional people, alcoholics and such, just trying to have a good time. So it's kind of like living in a beautiful jail. It's cool.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
So you're doing, this was in Panama, this new one.
Yes, it's in Panama.
What is Panama like? When I think of exotic locales,
Panama. Cool. We're in the middle of the jungle, man, and everybody speaks Spanish, and there's like a bunch of little shanty shacks all over the place and cow farmers and stuff. But yeah, it's very little civilization out there and just dirty water and not much going on at all. Scary animals and insects and bats and stuff just flying around with no control over what's around. You have no idea what's happening, cut off. And yeah, and that's the thing too. No, you know, you don't have any access to the outside world. Like there's no
internet.
No internet, no nothing.
Oh my God.
No, yeah. You don't get to talk to anybody or whatever, but yeah, you know, that's part of the fun, just to get cut off from the world for a little bit and live in a bubble. And then, you know, it's like nothing else matters. It's funny. Like the first show I did, Ari the One, it's, you know, all you think about is matches and how do I find my perfect match, and like nothing else on earth exists besides this goal of finding my fake soulmate or whatever. But Yeah, man, it's fun. I like entertaining in any way. So,
was that your goal? Did you go on the show like, I want to find my wife?
Oh, I just went on to do, you know, experience it for what it is and just take everything a day at a time and see how everything makes me feel. But yeah, I didn't have any plans for anything, really. Just enjoy the moment, you know.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, I'm sitting down with John Jacobs. John is a comedian and he's one of the stars of, what's this called, The Challenge?
The Challenge.
And you were originally on the program, Are You the One?
Hooray, yes indeed.
Yeah, so you were stuck in Panama, and was it like a mansion you're staying in?
Yeah, The Challenge is in Panama, and Are You the One was in Hawaii.
Did they explain how a mansion got put into the middle of the Panamanian jungle?
It looked like it used to be a restaurant slash hotel resort, which they converted into a reality home. So it looked like, you know, it's some old building that happened to be there that they changed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't a cocaine lord's residence at one point?
I mean, I can dream and hope.
That would be awesome.
That'd be super cool.
Pablo Francisco, what's his name?
Escobar.
Escobar. Not one of my idols, but fascinating gentleman. I've watched many a documentary on him.
Yeah. Yeah. Netflix has got a lot of stuff.
They do. We were just talking about that. I got a TV now.
Yeah.
32 inches.
It's not here. I don't see it in this room.
It's in my boudoir.
Okay. Boudoir. Good, good.
So, yeah. 32-incher, man.
Beautiful.
I'm living the dream out
here. Did
you
find it?
No, actually, I bought it. Nice, I got a Christmas bonus from work. I also won my fantasy football league.
Oh, perfect.
So I was like, I got to buy myself
something.
There
you go, the champ. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was still watching things, but I usually watch them on the computer, right? But now I can actually put it on the big screen.
Beautiful.
It's fantastic.
So what you been watching?
Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars.
I love it.
Oh, man.
It's such a good show.
It's hilarious.
I hate the acting that they try to do in it.
Yeah.
They try to put like these funny scenarios in it. But the history of the items and stuff that come in, it's awesome.
Oh, I just love how they got an expert for everything.
Everything. I mean, yeah, absolutely everything.
Like, oh, we got this old Cracker Jack toy from 1963. Let me call my Cracker Jack
toys
guy.
Yeah.
He'll come in. And then I love it. They always lowball the guy. It's just always a fight. It's all 2 seconds, always a fight. Hey, I want to sell this, this keychain, this diamond keychain or whatever. What are you looking to get? You know, about $25,000. Okay, we'll give you $2, and then it's just a fist fight. That's great.
That's what I've learned from this show, is that really nothing is worth anything.
Yeah, nothing's worth anything.
Nothing.
It's just whatever they decide. This will be kind of tough to sell. I don't know about this. We're going to have to refinish it. Oh, it's been refinished already? Well, it's not original, so we're going to have to...
Whatever it is,
it's just wrong.
Yep.
It's not right, yeah.
It's just a great show, though.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
I love it. It's like Antiques Roadshow, but a little amped up, you know?
I like Hardcore Pawn.
I don't know if I've ever seen that one.
The one in Detroit.
Oh, that sounds scary.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah, they just get a bunch of goony folks to come in and just shout at them and stuff.
Is it the same thing, or is there...
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Sounds like
it
might be more drama to it.
Yeah, there's a lot of drama. You got to throw people out a lot.
What network is that on?
True TV.
That still exists.
Yes, True. TRU.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Is that one Nancy Grace is on?
No, I think she's on a Fox, something like that.
Is she?
Yeah, she's a big deal. But I like that it's called Hardcore Pawn because I like to think about people in Boston watching it with that accent.
Right.
What are you watching? Hardcore Pawn.
What?
Watching Hardcore Pawn. I was like, oh, shit.
Scoot over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm coming.
What? Oh, gross. Hilarious.
Yeah. So I've blown through like 2.5 seasons of Pawn Stars in about 3 weeks.
Yeah. What's your favorite item you've seen?
Oh, what did I see? They had a cool samurai sword that came in today.
Okay.
And Corey, the young man, the son, went ahead and purchased it without getting approval from one of the experts.
Uh-oh.
He bought it for $1,500.
Oh, jeez.
And the thing was, the granddad and the father, were busting his balls about it.
Of course.
Because he overpaid for it, right?
Yeah.
So then they brought in the expert.
Yeah.
Turns out it's worth $15,000.
Oh, perfect.
So, yeah. He's going to be part. So the drama in the show now is that he wants to be a partner. So he's like, if this doesn't get me to be a partner in a shop, I don't know what will.
Yeah.
So now they're fighting and squabbling if he becomes a partner.
I hate
that I know this stuff.
I know. So much stuff. There's so many shows like this that people know way too much about everybody. Like, Hulk Hogan's daughter used to have her show.
Did she have a show?
Yeah, Brooke.
It wasn't
Brooke
just a Hogan show?
Oh, no.
Brooke Hogan had her own show.
Oh, yeah, it was called Brooke Knows Best.
Of course it was.
Yeah,
what
course,
else would it be called?
Because she does. Their whole family knows best, obviously.
Is this recent?
I mean, it was a few years ago, back when, you know, the whole hype over Hulk Hogan was going on.
He's still pretty popular.
Yeah, he's got a bar here.
Have you been there?
I love Hogan's. You've ever been to Hogan's Beach Bar?
I've considered going a couple times, but I always just like, ah.
He's got old wrestlers who work at his place.
Really?
Jimmy the Mouth. You ever heard of that guy?
It sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's some old wrestler. He's like a bouncer there.
So he's not like your server or anything?
No, that'd be great.
That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah, just get oiled up dudes or, you know, skating around, like bringing you stuff like a Sonic or something.
Is it like Wing House where they got like girls like serving or?
I haven't eaten there. I've just drank there. But it's just one of those bars. They got like a volleyball net outside and the sand pit and just glass cases full of old Hulk Hogan stuff. Which is pretty cool to see. It's like, these are the boots he wore in WrestleMania 2 or whatever. So it's pretty interesting to see all this crazy stuff.
Were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Oh, loved wrestling. Still like wrestling. Don't watch it as much, but huge wrestling fan.
Yeah, same here. Who was your like favorite wrestler growing up?
Kevin Nash. The big
sexy. Diesel. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The jackknife, man.
That's right. Yeah, the big leg drop.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember why I liked him so much, but...
Doesn't that guy still... He still wrestles, I think, doesn't he?
I don't know.
He's got to be 60 years old.
Oh, though. Yeah. I just remember he was, like, crazy tall. He was, like, 6 foot
seven. He was a gigantic, yeah.
Yeah, just a crazy giant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just love all the crazy backstories and wrestling. And how, like, I remember I saw one episode where Kane got buried in cement in a coffin, and he died.
Right.
And then
I remember
it's like,
this.
Next episode, he's like, he's not dead. Oh, cool. But it's like, you believe it for like 2 seconds. Like, they're just killing him?
Yeah.
You're going to let him die in front of everybody? It's crazy. Yeah. Like, I want to call the cops and stuff. I'm like,
Kane!
He's dying! Where is he? He's in the Sun Dome.
He's in Madison Square Garden.
Turn on Channel 52. You'll see him.
It's live.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really depresses me that a lot of these guys are getting old now.
Yeah.
Because they're such like heroic figures of your childhood, you know? Because now, who's your heroes now? Is anyone your hero at this age?
Oh, man, on WWE now?
No, I mean just in general. Like,
in
like
general,
people.
In life?
Yeah, in life.
Oh,
like,
man.
I can't,
yeah, no, none. No
nobody.
Heroes.
Everybody's been a disappointment.
Yeah, everybody just turns out to be the worst.
Yeah,
everybody
so, I mean,
stinks.
These guys are like, you know, larger-than-life figures.
Yeah.
And then they're just like getting old. And
putting
then you
their
find
bodies
out.
On the line, man.
I think I was more... dissatisfied when I found out that wrestling was fake than when I found out that Santa Claus wasn't real.
Yeah.
That was like a big deal for me.
Yeah, because I mean, wrestling, you see it all the time. Santa, you never even saw him, you know? There's barely any proof besides
I swear to God, one time I swore I heard footsteps on the roof.
Oh, wow.
Convinced, right?
Yeah.
And I was at the age where I was probably like, I don't know, 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like getting the gist that this wasn't real. And so I swear I heard it, and I was like, that's Rudolph, and Santa's coming down to bring me presents. So I remember I went, like, secret agent style down the hall, up against the wall, quiet as a mouse.
Yeah.
And then when I got to the edge of the hallway, turned around, nothing was there, but there was a stack of presents.
Ooh.
So then I was like, maybe this is legit.
Santa's
like, this is
real.
Crazy, man. This blew my mind, because you get to that age, and it's like, this is ridiculous. Why would I ever believe this?
Yeah.
So it kept it going for a little while longer, but I also kept the illusion for my parents because I thought that if I said that I didn't believe in Santa, that I wouldn't
get
gifts
anymore.
So I kept the illusion that.
Right. That's smart. Yeah. But I always thought it was messed up though, because if Santa was real, that would mean he was completely biased and rich kids just deserved more presents.
Well, they're rich, so, you know, they're better people, obviously.
Yeah, duh.
I mean, yeah.
Santa's instilling a lesson. You want more presents? Work harder.
Work hard.
Poor boys.
This is capitalist society, man. This is America.
Yeah, Santa's a capitalist.
Yeah.
That's what we learned.
So we're here with John Jacobs. John is a comedian. John, you got any, like, shows coming up or anything?
I do,
what are you doing?
Actually, next Wednesday, I'll be in the Improv with Johnny B., for the Down and Dirty Show, which is specifically for comics to be as dirty as they want and just let loose.
Is it just 2 hours of the Aristocrats joke?
So probably something like that. It's me, Johnny B., and a few other folks. I'm not sure, but it's going to be great. They've done it a couple times already. It's done really well. And January 29th, I'm going to be at Crowbar in Ybor. It's going to be me, Matt Fernandez, and JB Ball, who just won Florida's Funniest Comedy. Yeah.
You know, the 29th, I have a show down here.
Really?
And now I kind of want to just cancel it and go hang out with you guys.
Oh, man, it's going to be, I'm excited for that one, because it's called the Boys Are Back Show. me, JB, and Matt actually did a show. It might have been 2 or 3 years ago now at UT in a little theater, and it was great. And this will be the first time that all three of us are back just on a show together, just us three. So I'm really excited for that one, Crowbar, on the 29th.
And as much as I want to tell you to come to my thing,
yeah,
you might want to go check out
this
one.
Oh, yeah. No, please.
I have
please
to everybody. Go to mine. Wait, what time? What time is that one?
8 o'clock.
Damn it.
What's yours?
8 o'clock.
Yeah, where
8:30.
Is it?
It's at Sly Bar, same place. I do all my events there. Joe's really good to me over
there. Who's going
to
be on it?
David Weingarten.
Okay.
Krishna.
Good.
Matt was supposed to, but I guess he bailed for, which I can't blame him. Chris Mattson. Gosh, who else? Who else?
Yeah. Some solid comics there.
John J. Murray.
Okay, yeah, I love John J.
There's one more. Joe Riga.
Okay, yeah, those are all great comics.
Yeah, solid lineup. I'm looking forward to it. This is the first showcase because I've been hosting the open mics for a while.
Yeah, I got to get back out there, man.
This Tuesday.
Okay.
This Tuesday, the 13th. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be fun.
Nice. Yeah, it's been good getting audiences out there.
It's taken off, man. I knew that this area was primed for comedy
because they need some comedy.
They got, we got art out here. We got the music thing. And it's just a natural progression that we get some comedy in here. So, I'm happy with it. Really happy.
So you think the Rays are going to stay out here or what?
No, I don't think so.
They're going to get out of here.
I think so.
They're coming to South Tampa.
Yeah, and you know what? I say let them do it.
Yeah.
I really feel like, I was talking to my friend Ryan about this yesterday. I keep hearing rumors, right, that they're going to do a ferry boat from the pier to Channelside.
Be pretty cool.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, be super
I would
cool.
totally go over there for Lightning games. You can go get drunk and then hop on the ferry, go to the pier. I can walk home.
Yeah.
And I think that would really pull people from Tampa to come over to the Rays games too.
Yeah, definitely.
Because this area, it's just geographically, it's such a weird, you can't get anywhere.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
It sucks. You got to drive. You got to take a, take a car to get anywhere.
St. Pete's great. I love it over here. It's super nice.
It's cool taken off in the past, I don't know, I guess the last decade. It's been really blowing up.
Very nice area.
There's a new thing every day.
Yeah. Like this. It's a new thing.
This is in this podcast?
Yeah, this specific episode.
Oh, this
They're
is brand
put
new.
They're going
to
put on signs for St. Pete.
This is so new that it hasn't even been posted yet at this moment when we're talking at 5:21 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
on the, what is today, 9th?
Something like that.
January 9th, 2015.
Yeah.
The first show of the new year.
Oh, yeah. The best show of the new year.
I think so.
Best show of the whole podcast.
Ever.
Ever.
I think I ended the year on a big note with, you ever heard of this guy, Basque?
Basque?
He's an artist around here.
No, just
he's
one
like
name.
He's a big one, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
it must be if he's just going by one single name.
Yeah, he's already at that level. I can't wait for the symbol, to come out next.
Yeah.
But then it's nice to have you in here as well, starting a year off strong.
Stars.
I'm feeling like I get some legitimacy.
Oh, you
this.
Are.
Definitely.
You're going to be on the next season of, Sex Prison or whatever.
Oh, is that the new MTV show?
Yeah.
And you just get raped for
Bill
60
Cosby
days?
Hosts.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's great.
I'd sleep with Bill Cosby. Yeah, I'd have to be unconscious, though. I'd want him to drug me, but
yeah, for the drugs.
Sure. Yeah. I'm not going to turn down free drugs.
Exactly.
No, I'm not a drug addict. I will certainly do something if it's given to me, but I'm not going to go purchase anything.
No, that's a good philosophy.
That's what
everybody says, though. Everybody goes, I'll do stuff that's given to me, but I'll never buy it.
Yeah.
But then those become the most annoying people, because then it's like, dude, you never pay for it. You just take our drugs.
Yeah, but don't offer it to me then, and I won't take it.
Okay.
That's the solution to that.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, John.
But we're learning.
We got a few minutes left.
Okay.
So, are you doing that show on the 29th? Any other things going on?
Yeah, the Down and Dirty next week. I'm going to be in Daytona on the 30th and the 31st.
Nice.
Yeah, if anybody
Bike
is
week.
Listening in Daytona. Is it?
I don't know.
Oh, man, I wish.
I just assume it's just bike week.
Always.
Like the McRib type of situation where the McRib is back.
Yeah.
And same thing with Daytona. It's always bike week.
Oh, dude, I hope so. But yeah, I'll be at the Comedy Zone on the 30th and the 31st with Tony God.
Okay, I know Tony.
Tony's fun.
Tony came out to one of the open mics one time.
Okay. Yeah, Tony's a cool guy. But yeah, I think those are the only things I got in January. Kind of light. But going to be hanging out. Doing whatever, seeing how the show goes on MTV.
Yeah, right on.
See if we can make some stuff happen.
How long is the, how many episodes are there?
The whole show runs something like 10 weeks.
Okay.
And I can't tell you how far I make it. It's a secret. You'll just have to find out.
I got you going all the way. I already placed my bets.
Good. Yeah, but get your fantasy draft out. Place me in the championship.
Do you do? I just got my money today, actually, for my fantasy football league championship. Do you do any of that?
I don't. I did a couple in high school, but I'm not big into following sports too much. I mean, I like the idea of fantasy football and all that, but it's just too much time and effort following these games and subbing people out and stuff.
It's not. I mean, it's really not, man. All you got to do is now, because they'll have your players listed, and they do it for you. You just click the little notepad, and it tells you what's going on.
Right.
Like, oh, he's hurt. He probably won't play. Okay, I'll sub him out real quick.
But plus, without like cable TV and stuff, I don't watch games.
I don't either. I went and watched the first Bucks game of the year, and that was about it.
So then how do you follow the teams and know who's doing well?
I think probably in my case this year,
yeah,
most of it was luck.
Okay.
More than half.
So you won your fantasy. So you didn't even watch games.
No.
And you won your fantasy.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yep. And I did what the notepad said, and if the guy was hurt, I subbed him out.
So does everybody hate you now?
Well, they don't know. They think, as far as they know, they're like, oh, you had a good draft, you know, you did all the right moves, but, you know.
So if they listen to this, they'll find out the truth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's okay. It's over now, and I got their money.
And then they'll have listened to your podcast.
Right, so I get some listens.
It's a double win.
I should hint that, hey, I'm going to give away the secrets to winning your fantasy football league.
Yeah, do that.
So you guys got to, you know.
Yeah, I'll tell you my secret formula to nailing this thing.
I had a really good draft, though. I drafted Le'Veon Bell.
No idea who that is.
Pittsburgh Steelers running back.
Okay.
And DeMarco Murray, Dallas Cowboys running back.
Okay, good deal.
1-2 in the league in rushing this year.
Oh, perfect.
So if I didn't win, I'd be very upset. There's no reason. And when it happened, I was really disappointed that I had these guys.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you know, because you want the big name. You want the Arian Foster, Adrian Peterson. Yeah. Thankfully, he didn't draft Adrian Peterson.
Speaking of fantasy football and something interesting like that, I was looking at Twitter today, and for some reason, I ended up looking at Rob Gronkowski's Twitter.
Oh,
I don't follow him, but I was like, hey, let's see what he's up to. And he had a picture of him, and it said, I've won fans over $10 million this year on DraftKings. Just him alone from his stats.
Wow,
I'm thinking,
really?
Like, that's great, and that's crazy.
How does he know that?
Just based on his statistics. He has claimed he knows he's won $10 million.
He must have talked to Draft Day.
Yeah.
That's got to be a promoted tweet.
Oh, yeah. I love that, though. That's so funny that to know is like one guy. You got to think that's a lot of pressure, too, on these players. Like, every game, there's a lot of people who have you on their teams or whatever. You could easily win people or lose people money all the time.
And with Twitter now, I mean, it's really easy to just curse at these people and say horrendous things because they hurt themselves and they're not able to play that week.
I'm just thinking, like, if I was, you know, there's got to be some billionaires out there doing these NFL fantasy drafts.
Definitely.
If I was one of these guys, I'd be like, hey, buddy, don't make any touchdowns this week. I'll give you $1 million.
I'm sure it happens.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of corruption in the NFL.
There's corruption in life in general, but I would imagine sports, it's probably even more.
Oh, yeah. Money makes it easy to do anything.
It definitely does.
Yeah.
Well, all right, man. We're out of time.
Hey,
you know,
well, thanks so
I appreciate
much for
you coming
me, man.
In.
It was good to be here.
Yeah. What's your Facebook and Twitters where people can find you?
I don't have a Facebook.
That's right. You don't.
Weird.
I'm really impressed with you
people
about that.
People look at me like I have AIDS. What is wrong with you?
It's shocking. It is shocking.
Isn't it?
I feel like you need
to have
one.
In this age.
Yeah. But what's your Twitter?
Twitter is @MaybachDiamonds.
And how did you get that name?
Well, like 4 years ago or something, some people were like, you have to get a Twitter. And they basically forced me. I figured, all right, what's the two most luxurious things I can think of? And I just came up with Maybach Diamonds. Boom. And now, years and years later, never thought it would go anywhere. Now it's on MTV, and I've seen them put it up on the screen, and I feel like a winner.
Yeah, you won, definitely.
I totally won.
About that.
Just a stupid name put on TV. I did it.
And you can find me on Twitter, @home_made_man. Facebook.com/TheHomemadeBroadcast. Stickers are in print right now as we speak. Hopefully I'll have them for Tuesday at Sly Bar for the Homemade Broadcast stand-up open mic number 7. John's gonna be there.
I will be there,
and we're gonna tell some jokes. We're gonna have a good time, and I will talk to you all next week with somebody. I don't know who yet. I think actually Matt Fernandez is coming
in,
so that should be a good one.
He's
looking
hilarious.
Forward to it. All right, everyone, have a good week. Talk to you soon. Thank you, John.
We love you.
I love you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, MTV.